now.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with, is it Ariel?
Yeah, this is Ariel.
Ariel, hey, sorry about that. I didn't want to butcher your name there. How you doing today, sir?
Good.
Awesome. I'm the pricing director in your area there. Andrew wanted me to jump on over here and help you out with a little bit of pricing, and then also to kind of just go through the dimensions of what we offer and how we can help you get more work coming towards you. He did mention that you do have a Yelp listing and a Facebook, but other than that, do you have anything else where you put yourself out there for?
Yeah, just Facebook, Yelp, Craigslist, word of mouth. You know.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then, I know you're about 20 miles service area. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You're in Tucson, Arizona, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you 20 miles radius from Tucson, Arizona, or how does it work for you?
About like a 85745, about 20 miles from there, out to Catalina, Tangerine.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. And then, I don't see that you have a Google Business profile at the moment. What we would do for you is we would basically just program you for Google itself. So one comes with creating the Google listing, and then from there, we'd be able to program you for all the services that you provide. So then now that somebody searches for that service in your service radius, you'd be able to pop up, and then they would just be able to click to call you directly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I was trying to set up my Google location, but I was having problems.
Okay. What did you do for that?
They wanted a video. They wanted a video of the location and everything,
right.
And handy at the time. It was just a pain in the ass.
Yeah. So, they're just doing that to just verify that you're in the area that you say you're in, right? The video verification is standard for Google. My tech team actually works with you, though, hand in hand to make sure the video is done correctly so you don't have to, do the video, send it in, they deny you, do the video again. I've had a lot of clients who have done that. It is just a pain in the butt, is like you said. but that's why we do ensure that, hey, we're going to help you and work through it. So then that way it's only done once. So that way you don't have to keep going around the same circle. But once you're verified, you don't have to get re-verified ever again. So, and then your Google listing is always up and running. Now we program that to the first page. Now we do a paired service though for you as well. So anybody that searches for your services on Google, we do retarget them on Facebook. It just ensures that you're populating for all the services and in the service areas that you want to target. So now they can see you on both platforms and they can click to call you directly from that point. Okay.
Makes sense.
Okay. That's the service in itself.
That doesn't sound very cheap.
No, I will say this. It's more affordable than a lot, though. I'll get into the pricing because we do have a Labor Day special. So what that means for you is I can get it down to a reduced rate. Now, typically, I will say it's not very cheap at all. You're looking at a typical day, a startup of $897, and then it goes $599 month to month after that. What I can do, though, is I could actually give you a reduced rate. I can bring you on board with us for just $249 month to month. So it does waive the setup fee because you are new in business, but it also waives that month to month because of the Labor Day special for you as well, too. So you do have those credits there. Now, you would never have to pay the higher premiums. You would always be grandfathered in at the $249 month to month. And then we allocate $100 from that to your Facebook. So you don't have to pay for anything extra. It's always set at that flat fee. So whether you receive 10 calls or 100 calls, you're never having that fluctuation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that sounds a lot better than what I've seen before. Say if I went that route, is there ever going to be a time, like say next year, where that bumps up from $249 to something else?
Absolutely not, sir. So for us, you are actually grandfathered in at that. So the as long as you're with us in the service, you'll never actually pay the higher premium. So even if inflation goes up or our prices change or anything like that, you're always in locked in that rate at that 249 rate for as long as you have us. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Okay. Now, the benefit to this as well, too, is we only work with one company per industry, per area. And the reason why we do that is because we are a Google Channel partner. There's only a handful of spots on the first page. I can't tell everybody we can get them there. So they actually make us close these categories out. So you won't actually share your position with anybody at the same time. You won't share your customers because they're going to be contacting you directly at that point. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So with that being said, I mean, I'm sure you want to take advantage of this. That way we can, one, lock you in at the lower rate, and then, two, we can start to get you verified and then populating in the areas for the Google listing itself, correct?
Yeah. So one other question I do have before we go any further is, say if, I wanted to pause that, and, you know, I know that then I'd probably lose that lower rate, but how could I pause that from 1 month to another if, like, circumstances happen, you know, some bills come up and I can't pay it?
Good question.
How do I?
So you could actually pause at any time. So it is the true month to month. Even if you pause it, you would still be grandfathered in at the 249 rate. So we allow up to a 6 month pause because we deal with a lot of companies on the East Coast that do seasonal work. So you would still be grandfathered in at the 249 rate. The only thing is, let's say bills come up and you're like, hey, I want to pause for this month. And then you would restart up the next month after that. You would just call and say, hey, can I restart up my deal at the 249 rate? And then we would just start it up at that point.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Awesome. I will say this, though, just to ensure that you don't get charged for your next month of service, I do walk you through a voice verification here. It does state that just make sure you just give us a courtesy call. So you're not going to be charged for a penalty fee or anything like that, but just make sure you give us at least a 3-day heads up before your next billing cycle is due. That way, if your billing falls on like a weekend or a holiday, you're not stuck like on that day trying to pause the service. That way it just gives us a little bit of time as well, so that way you don't get charged for the next month, okay?
But can you actually say that one more time? I'm going through a mountain, and I only got part of that.
Yeah, okay. I said just make sure that if you're going to pause the service, you don't get charged a penalty fee of any sort, so there's no pause or cancellation penalties. But just give us at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way, if your billing day falls on a holiday or a weekend, you're not stuck trying to pause that service on that same day and then you get that money taken out. You kind of have that leeway of making sure, like, hey, I'm going to let you guys know so that way you guys don't charge for the next month of service. Okay?
Yeah, makes sense. Okay.
Now, I'm going to put it as the Catalina Handyman. On the Google business profile itself, is that what you want it to display, or do you want it to say LLC, or are you a corporation, or what would you like it to say there for your name?
I like Catalina Handyman. I'm using Catalina Handyman service, but I like Catalina Handyman. And then for the zip code, I actually want it to be 857. I don't want it to be 45. I want it to be 85742. I'm going to be moving back to that area.
Okay. What was the zip code?
85742. Let me double check that really quick.
Okay. Do you know when you're going to be moving in that area?
Within the next couple days here.
Okay, perfect. So do you have an address for where you're moving to?
Yeah. Okay. It's, I have it right here.
So I'm going to do this. I'm going to say, let's verify you at that address. Because when you do the video verification for them, you're going to be at that location. I'm not going to show the address for customers to see. The only thing that's going to show up is the zip code and then obviously the state that you're in. Okay.
Sounds good.
And then what's the address? Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
So it's 9155 North Jade, J-A-D-E, Sky, S-K-Y, Place.
Sky Place, Tucson, Arizona. Okay. Yeah. And then for the phone number that's on your Google Business profile, it's going to display one number there. Do you want it to display the 520-278-7039, or do you want a different number on there for them to contact you?
Definitely that number, the 7039.
Okay. Perfect. Is that a good number for us to contact you as well with updates on the Google Business profile and then obviously the Facebook campaigns too? Okay, perfect. And then I have your first name spelled as A-R-I-E-L. Is that correct?
A-R-I-E-L, yeah.
A-R-I-E-L. Okay. And then what's your last name, Ariel?
S-I-K-E-S. Sikes.
S-I-K-E-S. And then what's a good email address for you?
It's going to be asikes73@gmail.com.
One more time, you kind of broke up there.
It's going to be asikes, A-S-I-K-E-S,
mm-hmm. 73 at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. See here. Okay, that's valid. And so I know Arizona is kind of tricky, but for the time zone that you're on, are you guys on mountain or are you guys on Pacific Standard Time?
We're on mountain standard.
Okay. My cousins live in Queen Creek over there by Phoenix, so it's like I'll talk to them and, you know, sometimes we're basically out in California, so sometimes I'll talk to them and they're like an hour ahead of us. I'm like, how does that work? And then sometimes they're on the same time zone. I was like, what is going on there? So I just want to make sure we have everything correct here. Okay, perfect. And then on your Google Business profile itself, it is going to have the hours of operation on there. What are those hours of operation that you want to display there for your customers to contact you whenever they need your service?
Well, my usual hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday okay. through Saturday.
Okay.
Sundays I like to take off, but I do emergency calls for, like, changing smoke detector batteries, you know, random little things for, like, property managers and stuff.
Okay. So 7 to 7, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll put 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday. We'll put Sundays closed, but in the description, we'll put, like, we'll be able to take emergency calls if needed after hours.
Yeah, right on.
All right. And then my tech team is going to reach out. They're going to do an onboarding call with you. Basically, they're going to introduce themselves. They're going to help you with the keywords to get everything correct with the Google as well as the Facebook. I can get you on an onboarding call as early as later on today. Again, that depends on your schedule as well. Or I can set that onboarding call up for Tuesday. It just depends on what you have available. I can really get you a call here at 3 p.m. Mountain Time, where my tech team can reach out to you and they can do the onboarding call and start submitting everything out to Google for you as well too.
Yeah, let's do it today at 3 then. That would work good.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to set that up with my onboarding call and my tech team. Okay. Now I am going to walk you through just a voice verification. This is going to have three things in here. It's going to have the structure of what we're going to do for you. It's also going to have that locked in rate for the $249. And then I'm going to give you our customer service number. So if you do need to pause the service, you could absolutely call in at any time and do that. And then also too, that service number is going to be what my tech team is going to contact you on. So they're going to be in direct communication with you as well. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, to secure the listing here at the $249, how would you like to secure that? Are you going to be using a business credit card? Or are you going to be using a debit card for this?
Right now I got my debit card. We'll have to do.
Okay. On the debit card, does it have your business name or no?
No, it doesn't. This is my regular banking card.
Okay. So I'm still going to send you a business receipt to the email you gave me. So that way when you do your taxes at the end of the year, you still can write this off even though you're using just a debit card as well too. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So on the card itself, does it just have your first and last name or does it have a middle initial?
It's just first and last.
Okay. And then the billing address, is that, I know you're moving, but is that still the same one as the 9155 North Jade Sky Place?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, perfect. And then for the payment itself, are you using a Master, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It's Visa.
It's a Visa, okay. And I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
So it's 4422-5400. 4819-2238.
Okay. And then the expiration?
0225.
And then the security code on the back?
136.
Okay. And then I'm going to set up a security question for you. This is an added form of protection. So this is to ensure that we're only talking to you and nobody else about your account. So I do have three questions for you. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Let's go first pet. That'll be easier.
Perfect. And what's the first pet's name? I love these ones.
Bronco.
Bronco. Perfect. Bronco was a dog?
No, actually, it was a hamster.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the first time somebody... I've been doing this for a while. We help companies all across the United States. I've never heard anybody put a hamster on there. That's funny. Okay. Awesome. Okay. I think when I was younger, I was probably 10, I had a hamster. Those things get mean if you don't take them out. So I would never want to, like, take it out. So I would always have my sister always just take it out and put it in the ball so it can run around the house. That was the extent of it getting out of the cage. All right. So I do have everything set up here. So I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. After this, I am going to stay on the phone with you because I want to make sure that you do get everything in email, text message, and then I am going to send over the onboarding call. It's going to be a Google Calendar, and it's going to come in at 3 o'clock. I just want to make sure that you have that as well, too, okay?
Okay,
here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Catalina Handyman.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Ariel Sykes, owner, operator.
Perfect. And then you're authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Ariel, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your first pet's name, Bronco, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a customer service number. This is what you're going to use to communicate with my tech team. They are going to reach out to you at 3 p.m. Do you have pen and paper you can write it down or put it in your phone?
Yeah, I'll write it down on the notes.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's 877-635-6225.
877-635-6225.
Yes, sir. You got it. Cool. Now, when you do call, it is going to ask you if you know your party's extension. I would always hit 1 if I were you. That's going to take you to the customer service representatives. That's going to be where the tech teams are going to answer you from there. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah, I think so.
Perfect. Yeah, so this, I know it's worded weird. This is just to ensure that nobody's stepping on each other's toes, right? We're working with you hand in hand here. So we want to make sure that, like, if you want to run a promotion or something like that and you put something in there, we don't, like, take it down or anything like that. We want to make sure, like, oh, you put that there. Awesome. So it's not to say, you know, we're just working on the same page here. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we were able to waive the account setup today, it will charge today on August 30th in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 30th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the customer service number I gave you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to set this up. I'm going to send you a couple text messages, as well as emails. You should receive a text message here shortly. It will say, Ariel, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then it'll have a link. Just give me a second here. Let me send that over to you. Okay. You should receive it here in the next, like, 30 seconds. Did you get it?
Yes, I got that text message.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So click on that link. That's going to be the terms and agreements link. That's basically what I just read off to you. In there, it does have the $249 month-to-month. It will have the breakdown of $100 going to your Facebook campaign, and then the $149 is for the Google itself. So don't think you're being charged separately. It's just showing you where the money is being allocated to within our company. On the bottom, you will have 2 checkboxes. 1 will be SMSs, just in case you're in the field, you don't answer. 2, saying you're the card authorization holder, and then you're going to type your first and last name and hit confirm. When you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password. Let me know when you get to that point there. No rush, okay?
Okay. That's where I'm at now.
Oh, okay. You're fast. All right. So, You should have received another text message where it has your credentials for the username and password. This is going to be your dashboard. It should say credentials. It'll have username. And it should have your phone number there, and then it'll say password right next to it. This is where you're going to be able to track everything that we're going to be doing for you with the Google and the Facebook as well, too. Okay?
So I don't see that text message yet.
Okay.
For the
sec. Let me see here. All right, give me one sec. Okay, so they haven't created it yet. They're creating it now, so give them a little bit. They should send it within the next 5 minutes. If they do not send that text message out, when we do our onboarding call here at 3, you'll definitely receive those credentials to log into that dashboard as well. My tech team will have that set up for you. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. So I did send you an email. You should have what you're going to need for the Google listing itself, what we're going to need as well. And then you should have a Google Calendar where it has you, myself, and my tech team CC'd on there for 3 p.m. Mountain Time. It might say 2 o'clock because we are in California. So, but just know that we're going to call you at 3, and then that's when we'll do the onboarding call there. So if you want to hit yes to that, that's just confirming that time is good for you as well too. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, you're all set up here. I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. If you have any questions or you want to change or add anything, please utilize that 877 number. That's where you're going to get the best results because my tech team is able to make those changes pretty quickly for you too as well. So I'm going to get started on your account here so that way when we call you at 3, we're ready to rock and roll with you. Okay, Ariel?
Perfect. Thank you. And what was your name again?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie, awesome. Well, thank you, Charlie. I appreciate the help.
No problem, buddy. I'll talk to you at 3 p.m., and then we'll be ready to rock and roll on then, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.